The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we are here with wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, I'm just like getting excited about summer just by talking to you. Like, I'm ready to get out into the world and think about all the things that I've missed in the last year. And it's, you know, just I went for the first time on a vacation down to San Diego not too long ago. I spent a week in La Jolla, and it was lovely and on the beach, and there were people around. And although we were wearing masks to a lot of the places, it was really an incredible opportunity for me to experience getting on an airplane again from the first time in how long. So I know that there's this real inkling for so many of us to want to get out and do things. And here's the thing that our seniors, they need to get out. And a lot of it, sometimes it's like a little bit about pulling teeth because it's like, I'm not sure I want to get out yet, or I don't know if I'm safe, or all these things. But they can get out, can't they?
They absolutely can. And it can be at a big event or it can be a small event. I mean, an event coming to your house and sitting on the back deck and having a nice glass of iced tea and a barbecue and getting messy with, you know, ribs, that could be an event. You can keep it simple. You can keep it, you know, make it real big and have a whole weekend that you can do a local staycation someplace. You can do whatever you want here in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, even taking a drive and spending the day going to Mount Rainier, just riding in the car can be wonderful. One of the things thinking about going for a drive, though, is remember that sometimes this machine, our body, might need to move around a little bit. The hips right. might get a little stiff. So, you know, have the coffee stop in the plan, the ice cream shop. You know, that you get some ice cream, or there's an arboretum that, you know, has beautiful gardens that you decide to, you know, take 15 minutes just to walk around the entrance mm-hmm. of it or something, just to get the body moving so it doesn't stiffen up in that car ride. Yeah. So those are some things that you can think about as you're embarking in that travel mm-hmm. in a car. Mm-hmm. You can also have events with grandkids. Maybe it's been a while since even, you know, the grandkids or the great-grandkids have seen Grandpa and Grandma. And that in itself, remember, family.
They might not have seen Grandma and Grandpa for a long time.
Right. That's right. And so it might sound really simple to you, but 15 months of not seeing someone or seeing someone through a plexiglass or seeing someone through a window or on a Zoom call, that's very different than seeing someone in person. And to hearing
like I haven't seen you in person for over a year. Isn't mm-hmm. that crazy?
Yeah.
And yet I'm lucky that I get to talk to you on Zoom. But, you know, the thing is that when we look at how our worlds have changed, and certainly, you know, there's little things just like going shopping that's different, you know, and that's where I think a lot of the things that we think about, you know, maybe mom or dad needs new clothes. We're going to go to the mall, or we're going to go to, a favorite electronics store or something like that. These are outings that are a big deal to a senior that hasn't been out for 15 months.
That's exactly right. I mean, probably not spending an all-day shopping event. I mean, but if mom is a shopper and she hasn't been to her favorite, you know, fashion store for a while, that's an event. Throw us in it, you know, pick her up at 10 o'clock, do a little shopping, sure. have lunch, do a little more shopping, go home.
Yeah.
But it's an event. It doesn't have to be extravagant.
Right.
You can also remember that our senior centers are beginning to open up also. And everyone's anxious to see their friends again. If that was the normal part of their week, is to get to the senior center, do an exercise class with their friends. Maybe there's some sidearm traveling. Maybe, you know, dreaming about a trip to come up now that, you know, we might be able to have a little more flexibility in travel. But the senior centers, I mean, just even going and listening to music. I know in the Kent Senior Center has lunch and music every Monday. That can be wonderful. Going to church in person. Going to
synagogue
in person. Yeah. I mean, I know our church has been online. And so we've had opportunity to kind of worship together, but being there in person, that's an event. So, you know, whatever brings your family joy, and this is where you've hopefully been having some conversations about dreams and bucket lists, and just put them in the back of your head and go, you know, how could I satisfy this particular bucket list item for mom and dad?
Yeah,
you know, and be creative about it. Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to go on a motorcycle ride and they're, you know, 90 years old and can't sit on a motorcycle right now, maybe there's a movie about going on a motorcycle ride. Maybe there's an IMAX theater that's got something going on that would be, you know, an event and satisfy that desire.
Well, and movie theaters alone are opening up. So,
yeah,
again, there's a lot of, if your loved one is hard of hearing, there are hearing devices, many of the theaters, if you can, you know, reach out and just call in advance. I think really it's about, I used to think when I was taking care of my mom and I would take her someplace, it's like, I would say, I'll be right back, mom. I'd walk into the restaurant and I would do kind of a reconnaissance mission, I would call it, where I knew she had a wheelchair, so I wanted to make sure. But I also looked at how crowded the restaurant was. If I couldn't get her wheelchair into the restaurant to a table, then I had a challenge, and we couldn't go there. So it was something that I just took a minute and said, let me go in first. Let me make sure that we've got a table for you, that we can get your wheelchair in, and touch base with staff and say, I'm bringing my mom in. And I, when she had dementia, and I would say in advance, I want to let you know she has a little dementia. She's a little slow. So notify your staff that we're going to do the best we can. And as long as they know in advance, I found that so many restaurants were accommodating, like times 10. And they were lovely and they were wonderful. And certainly little things to take them out. I know she had a lot of anxiety about going into a public restroom. So making sure, again, go just pop in first. Make sure that the restroom is clean, that they can get through the door, that you can get the wheelchair in through the door, and that you can work with them. I think those are some things that we sometimes don't necessarily remember as we go out into the world.
Yeah. Again, it's the details. It's thinking outside of yourself. Remembering, you know, about the body and it just taking a little more time to move, and things will go famously well. I want to talk just a little bit, and we've talked a tiny bit about this, but the resistance to doing things. You know, sometimes I hear from family members, well, I give suggestions to my mom, I give suggestions to dad, or, you know, we talk about getting together and, you know, playing some cards, you know, with my mom and dad. But they just don't want to do anything. It's like they're just too tired. They're too wore out. They just don't have the gumption. And when you get into that situation, sometimes it truly is an exhausted body. And so think in terms of an event or a gathering that would be a very short time frame and ease people back into life. It doesn't have to be a grandiose event, but just ease people back into finding their energy level again. I don't know about you, but I know when I'm in a slower mode, like with work, if I'm not on my game being busy, I kind of get a little lethargic. You know, I get out of the routine of a busy life. And so we have to come back into life with some ease, with some grace, and just, you know, just having them come over to your house. And it might only be an hour, you know,
hour. Daphne, what you're saying too is, people like you and I, we're more type A personalities. We have to be busy, 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 busy. I mean, I don't know how many people that say to me, Suzanne, I don't know how you do all that you do. You know, are you sure you don't take on too much? And I look at them and I go, you know what? I could not do just average. That's not who I am. But with my mom, I learned to find another gear. And that was a challenge for me. But it was also worthwhile, and I learned and discovered a lot more about myself. I learned to quiet myself, and that is a accomplishment for women like you and me and men.
It is. It is. My mom, again, this week, it's been a really amazing week with my mom this week, but she said a simple little phrase, and she said to me, sounds like, Daphne, you're getting more into a thought process of accepting rather than expecting. And I on to that a little bit.
Your mom is so wise.
He's on it this week. I'm telling you, she's just a gem. But accepting things for what they are, rather than having expectations of what you want or what you think might happen.
Sure.
Again, it comes with conversation. And it comes with, you know, as we've been saying in each of our segments, you know, being true to yourself, congruent with yourself, introspective, knowing what's really important as we embark in this coming out of 15 months of solitude for some people.
Yeah.
But to be
And you guys are there to help. And so I encourage each and every one of you, if you have a senior loved one that you're not really sure what the next steps are, maybe you're noticing some new changes in their daily living and how they are, you know, moving around, their interest level, if you find that they're depressed, if they need, you know, more assistance than what they did. A lot of our families, they're just coming together for the first time in a year or over. And so we are here. I want you to know that you can call Daphne. And so, Daphne, how do we reach you?
You can reach me by phone at 855-734-1500. And you can also reach us via our website at pinnacleseniorplacements.com. And I do want to let all of our listeners know that we do have a team of six at Pinnacle Senior Placements. We have experts in all areas of Western Washington. We stretch into Eastern Washington, and now because of NPRA on a national level, we're able to tap into people nationwide.
And so, how do we find the association website?
The association is at N as in Nancy, P as in Paul, R Alliance.org. And you'll be able to tap into NPRA there. So it'll be a good resource for you nationwide.
Well, Daphne, I'm so glad that we've had this conversation. And to each and every one of you that are listening, we are so thrilled that we're moving into a new chapter into the world. Everything's starting to open up. And Independence Day will mean a lot of exciting things, I think, for this country as we start to open things up and meet our goals and aspirations of being out in the world again. And to each and every one of you, we're wishing you a wonderful boost to summer. We, of course, are with you each and every week. And until next week, everyone, be good to each other.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.